Most people spend their lives trying to make their heart's fondest dreams come true. Isn't that what life is all about, the pursuit of happiness? We search endlessly for ways to acquire the things we desire, and we're willing to sacrifice much to achieve them. We never imagined that getting our heart's deepest desires might be the worst thing that can ever happen to us. My wife and I once knew a single woman, Anna, who wanted desperately to have children. She eventually married, and contrary to the expectations of her doctors, was able to bear two healthy children despite her age. But her dreams did not come true. Her overpowering drive to give her children a perfect life made it impossible for her to actually enjoy them. Her overprotectiveness, fears and anxieties, and her need to control every detail of her children's lives made the family miserable. Anna's oldest child did poorly in school and showed signs of serious emotional problems. The younger child was filled with anger. There's a good chance her drive to give her children wonderful lives will actually be the thing that ruins them. Getting her heart's deepest desire may end up being the worst thing that ever happened to her. In the late 1980s, Cynthia Heimel wrote, "The minute a person becomes a celebrity is the same minute he or she becomes a monster," and then gave the names of three well-known Hollywood stars she had known before they became famous. They had been once perfectly pleasant human beings. Now they've become supreme beings, and their wrath is awful. She went on to say that under the pressure of fame and celebrity, all your character flaws and miseries become twice as bad as they were before. You might be curious who these 1980s stars were, but you don't need to know that. Right now, there are any number of bold-faced names living out the same patterns on the front pages of the newspapers. The names change, but the pattern is permanent. The inevitability of idolatry. Why is getting your heart's deepest desire so often a disaster? In the book of Romans, St. Paul wrote that one of the worst things God can do to someone is to give them over to the desires of their hearts, Romans 1:24. Why would the greatest punishment imaginable be to allow someone to achieve their fondest dream? It is because our hearts fashion these desires into idols. In that same chapter, Paul summarized the history of the human race in one sentence. They worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, Romans 1:25. Every human being must live for something. Something must capture our imaginations, our heart's most fundamental allegiance and hope. But the Bible tells us, without the intervention of the Holy Spirit, that object will never be God Himself. If we look to some created thing to give us the meaning, hope, and happiness that only God Himself can give, it will eventually fail to deliver and break our hearts. The woman, Anna, who was ruining her children's lives, did not love her children too much, but rather loved God too little in relationship to them. As a result, her child gods were crushed under the weight of her expectations. Two Jewish philosophers who knew the scriptures intimately concluded, "The central principle of the Bible is the rejection of idolatry." The Bible is therefore filled with story after story depicting the innumerable forms and devastating effects of idol worship. Every counterfeit god a heart can choose, whether love, money, success, or power, has a powerful biblical narrative that explains how that particular kind of idolatry works itself out in our lives. One of the central figures of the Bible is Abraham. Like most men in ancient times, he longed for a son and heir who would carry on his name. In Abraham's case, however, that desire had become the deepest desire of his heart. Finally, beyond all hope, a son was born to him. He now had all he had ever wanted. Then God asked him to give it all up.